This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So Trevor was sort of ruminating, don't you love that word, that there's nobody in the parking lot today and that his drive-in was real easy. And I said, well, there were fireworks last night around here and I don't understand why. He said, well, maybe it's a holiday no one's told us about, which is really rude. I mean, I really think if there's going to be a holiday, we should at least know. I mean, we'd probably still be working on it, but geez, Louise, we should at least know. I mean, it makes us do-do-do-do-do. Everybody is on holiday. Do-do-do-do. Anyway. All right. I thought what we'd talk about is the kind of really behavior of people doing things that you think, what could they be thinking? And, I mean, it's there's several that sort of come to mind. One is kind of a classic, right? Of people when there's a traffic jam, and I'm not all that often in a car, but when I am, I never cease to be amazed by people's rudeness in what is essentially a lethal weapon, a bullet, right? A several thousand pound metal sort of projectile. Of, you know, everybody, there's a traffic jam, and there's clearly an accident, or there's a merge or something, and some yahoo will drive in the breakdown line, which is strictly illegal, and then try and get in, you know, and like, what are the rest of us here, you know, for our health? This is just kind of fun for us. And I'm thinking, really? What are you doing here? And the other is hand sanitizer on the subway drives me nuts. Of, can you not smell how bad that smells and the rest of us kind of are subjected to it? I think the other thing is on the subway when it's really hot. Of people jammed in the subway, and then that last person has to get in. The door's already closing, and they kind of jam in, and you're thinking, I mean, that, to a certain extent, is vaguely understandable as far as I'm concerned, because everybody's always in a hurry, and you figure the next one's probably going to be just as bad, and so all of that kind of stuff. But still, you think, is it really worth it for you to... And then I was on one of those yesterday, and I thought, well, that's okay. I'm not going to have to worry because I'm only getting one stop. And the train didn't stop at the one stop. So, it went on. And after we missed the stop, they said, oh, we're running express. I could have stayed on the other train. Oh, well. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it before the weekend sort of upends you? Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All right, so let's. So Trevor, do you have any really moments? Are there any things that sort of occur to you? Think what could they be thinking?
Things that make me go really. It's something that I've come to define as people being maliciously oblivious, where they are either driving or in line at a coffee shop and they are not engaged in the thing they're doing. And then when they are forced by outside forces to become engaged in their kind of activity, they get mad. It's like, oh, I really should have something picked. I've been in line for 20 minutes. Oh, I really need to watch when I'm merging. Oh, how dare you? You know, that kind of thing just makes you go, really?
Oh, so they're mad when you sort of say something.
They're just kind
of
checked out, and then when they're
Well,
kind
I get
of,
the checked out part, but then they get mad when you...
And then they get mad when they have to engage in the world, you know?
Do you think there's a possibility that they're embarrassed? Because they were checked out or not.
I'm sure people can't deal with not having paid attention and then get mad when they have to pay attention. That's
right.
My thing.
All right, fair enough. So we have kind of an overlap here. Mine is, do you not understand that we're all in this together? You know, that it's happening to all of us, and therefore that your behavior may need to kind of be moderated a little bit, given the fact that we are all in this together? So that's kind of my real... Right, let's see what other people said.
That's a good one. That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, all right, let's see what other people said.
Diane says, rude behavior. So that's...
Well, that doesn't help. Yeah, of course. But give me a specific example.
Yeah, really. Really? That made me say really when people don't give specific enough answers.
Yeah, well, you gotta get specific with us.
Tracy says, rudeness. Really, Tracy? give us more to work with.
Okay.
Lorraine says, know-it-alls who don't know much.
Again, specifics would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deb says, behaving as if the rules don't apply to you. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's in general. But again, mm-hmm. I mean, folks, you got to give us specifics. These are abstract concepts.
I think maybe Maxwell does a better job here. Let's look. A couple in line at the grocery store, she in a wheelchair with cash on foot, and he placing the items on the belt, was ordered by the cashier that this is under 8 items, speedy line. There was no sign up, nothing to indicate. I was third behind them and couldn't believe the cashier made them unload the counter and go to another checkout.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty tacky.
That's pretty bad.
Did you say something? That's the other question.
I'm just trying to read. It's kind of worded interestingly. And I said, really, to the cashier, you made them reload and leave. There's no sign indicating this was speedy, and I think you were wrong to send them, especially after they had most of the items on the counter and she in a wheelchair. She said, I have the right to refuse them when this is speedy for customers' convenience. And I wanted to say, well, there is no sign.
Well, and not only that, but if it's speedy for customers' convenience, presumably the amount of time that it would take in order to just check them out, as opposed to the time that it took for them to reload and to change, you know, to change to another lane, was probably at least comparable and maybe even shorter. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's, you know, I think a lot of these, my suspicion, are going to fall into the category of people who feel disenfranchised, and therefore, when they get an opportunity to bully a situation, I don't even think it's necessarily personal. I think it's just, okay, the world is not treating me well. I'm not going to treat the world well. I'm not going along. And so it's kind of, you know, the attention to the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law, and I have some power, so I can. I had to go to a lawyer's office a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't have the floor number. I didn't have the firm. I just had the lawyer's name, and I knew the floor, and they wouldn't let me upstairs. And it turns out, in retrospect, they actually had my name down at the desk, and I gave my name, but it was just this little kind of rent-a-cop, who it was a woman. Who just was, and so I started trying to call people to find out what the name of the firm was. It turns out, as I said, I gave her my name. She had my name, it turns out, at the desk, and I knew the floor, and the floor was dedicated to only one firm.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She was, and it took, and so I was about 20 minutes late because I kept trying to call people, and what I finally did in a moment of something, inspiration, I suppose, is I Googled the lawyer's name and it said which firm he was with. But in the meantime, I'd called the person who referred me, I called her office number, I called her cell number, I called her colleague's number, I called the bank's number, I called his number, because I had his number, and he didn't answer. And, you know, I'm sitting there, and, you know, when you're dealing with a lawyer, you're quite often paying his for his time, so if you're late, either you're not going to get your time, or he's just going to charge you for it. And she would not let me up. And when I finally got up there, I did something I almost never do, which is I complained about it to them. I said, this is not the way that you guys should be treating your clients. And they were outraged on my behalf. And they said, did you get her name? And I did, but I would not give it to them because I thought, first of all, she now knows my name. I don't need her to come after me. But it wasn't really that. Somebody has to go a very, 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 very long way for me to put them in a position to lose their job. Because it's one thing to be reprimanded. It's another to lose your job. And I really don't. I just think that work is one of the two mainstays of everybody's existence. And so for me to cause somebody, I don't know that I've ever intentionally caused somebody to lose their job, nor would I. But, man, this was an example of, really? You know, there was no reason to behave this way. There was no reason, even in the most abstract sense. She wasn't guarding them. As I said, I've gotten into the Pentagon easier than this. I've gotten into Fox News easier than this. But and there was just no reason. She just decided that she was going to give me a hard time for no apparent reason. I hadn't been rude. I hadn't pushed in line. I hadn't been unpleasant to her. That was a really small people deciding that they're going to get even with you without even knowing who you are or caring who you are. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about really of people doing things that are completely inexplicable on any logical basis. And what you're really thinking is, what could you be thinking? And you're probably thinking much more virulent thoughts than that, but you know, we don't want to necessarily say those words. We did the swear program last week. Okay, so What have our folks said other than rude? Rude is not helpful. Oh, you know, before we talk about rude, I want to tell you about something positive. You know, I've been we've got the sponsor triplated.com, which I'm thrilled with. But today they sent me it's chicken and pesto in lavash, you know, which is the Syrian bread. And they sent tomatoes. And one of the nice things that I like about them is they, you know, if they send you tomatoes, they don't send you like one tomato. They sent like this whole tub of not only tomatoes, but, you know, the kind of like some of the yellow and some of the tomatillas, this whole collection, and the cherry tomatoes, the really, you know, the sort of expensive, cool stuff that you'd never buy because by the time you use them, they're going to rot. And they sent me basil. Basil is one of my favorite things. I have to go buy a basil plant. But this whole sort of bunch of basil. So now sometimes before the program, not always, but, you know, a couple of days a week, I get up early and work out, and then I go and make whatever they've sent me, because I figure the house, especially most of the stuff, you don't have to turn your oven on. I use the my toaster oven for the lavash because you're supposed to warm them up. I probably could have just put them. I probably could have put them on the stove. No, you could warm things up on the stove, but you could also set the house on fire. Which, really? Okay, so let's go back to really.
Okay, Robert says, spinning the truth around to benefit your agenda.
Yeah, I think that's called lying.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
All right, okay. Marine says, loud people, those who take up two parking spaces, just rudeness.
Two parking spaces, or how about two seats on the subway, or three?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
somebody leaves their like
on
bag
a crowded
on a
subway.
Seat. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Really.
And if you look at them, like, could you move your bag? It's like they give you this look, like you don't deserve to breathe air.
Like they're oblivious, and then now they're malicious that you've wrecked their obliviousness.
Right. Yes,
that's my theory.
How come they're not allowed to have their backpack on the seat?
Yeah,
good point. Good point. Right, keep going.
Lynn says people that feel entitled.
Yeah, well, again, you know, specific examples are helpful.
Like Christine says, talking on a cell phone while at a cash register or when being serviced. Oh, my good golly gosh. Can I tell you that I used to work at a coffee shop, and this drives me nuts.
How about people who are, like, I was having a drink with somebody at a bar last night, and it's this very upscale bar, you know, in this very fancy place. And my escort could not get the attention of the three, count them, three bartenders who were having this conversation with each other. Now, they were not talking on cell phones, but they and this went on for you know, several minutes, like four or five.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of major tips not included.
No doubt.
Maybe they didn't like him. I mean, they didn't know me one way or the other, so it wasn't. I didn't take it personally. I just thought, this is not exactly service. There you go. All right, keep going.
All right, Rebecca says, drivers honking even before the traffic light turns green.
Yeah, that's true. How about running red lights?
Oh, geez. See it all
that's
the time.
That's just so dangerous.
Really? Yeah. Are you that much for a hurry? Come on.
They do it all the time down here. And I just... And their cameras, what you're hoping against hope is that the cameras will actually take a picture of them and mm-hmm. ticket them, which they can do. I don't know if they do it, but if I were worried about the finances of the city, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so Jude says, divas and rude or ignorant people with their nose in the air, are a pain in the neck also.
Okay, but fair enough. I hear what you're saying, but specific examples are always kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Stephanie says, can't stand it when people in front of me at the grocery store checkout take up the entire conveyor belt with five items, and I put my 80 items on the belt behind theirs using half as much space.
Well, you're just more organized than they are. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I agree that the people, I don't really mind that as long as I have a basket. It's when I've got, you know, I'm in the quick lane and I just have a couple things in my arms and they're taking up the whole thing in my arms. I figure, well, I don't have to go to the gym today or something. I don't know. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
All right. Ava says, people being late to meetings at work, time is money.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's that being late in general is just... you know, the point is, if you can, you can be there on time. I mean, it's not that difficult to do. So there you go. All right, keep going.
George says, anything from reality TV?
There's a new movie coming out. I would love to tell you it's great, and it's not. It's called Shooting the Warwicks. And the idea is that they're given the ultimate TV show, in that they're the ultimate reality show, in that they're going to film people who don't know they're being filmed. And so they sent them on a fake vacation to Hawaii, and then they wire their house, and so when they come back, they don't know, and they just randomly pick somebody, literally, and then I'm telling you some of the plot, I suppose, but I'm not sure it's a big enough movie to actually be called a spoiler, So it's an accountant and his stay-at-home wife and their overachieving cheerleader daughter. And then the network gets involved and says, first of all, they talk about the legalities of doing this. And they're saying, well, the most that we could be held responsible for is a misdemeanor, which is $1.5 million fine. So they're already figuring out that it's illegal, but it's okay to violate these people's rights. And then they decide that it's boring, so that they have to stir the pot. And the idea being that reality TV has nothing to do with reality whatsoever, and it really says terrible things about not only reality TV but television in general. I mean, it's not a nice movie at all, but it's kind of alarming. I suppose it's supposed to be satire, but you know, the idea that we all know reality movies. Is not, you know, or didn't have anything really to do with reality whatsoever. And they're scripted. Keep going. They're just not written.
Mm-hmm. Sue Ellen says, rude, demanding, disrespectful behavior. Really?
You guys aren't giving very specific examples, but okay.
Yeah. Genevieve says, not one of my favorite comments. Seems so condescending and negative.
Well, I think it is. I mean, you're right. The other words that come to mind are words that we really can't use, because they're words that say that you're a jerk, except they usually don't use the word jerk. But the point being that really is probably better than some of the alternatives that people would actually use. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My daughter-in-law called and said, I wasn't going to tell you this, but... So I knew something bad was going to come from that conversation. She and my son, her husband, and they are the parents of a six-year-old son, had a big fight, and marriage has been rocky. He said he's better off. He stopped taking his antidepressant. He's been on Zoloft.
My son.
He stopped taking it. He's basically not working, although nobody seems to know about it other than my daughter-in-law. My son denies. He says he's working. He's a mortgage broker. He said he'd probably be better off dead than she could collect on the insurance.
Whoa.
So I said to her, well, now that you've told me this, tell me what you want me to do with the information. Well, she said, I don't know. I didn't know what to do.
How old is your son?
He's 42.
And how old's your daughter-in-law?
same age, 42.
Okay.
Grandson is 60.
Well, I mean, that's scary stuff.
Yes, it's very scary. And I said, why did he stop taking his medication? She said, he said that he didn't have the money to pay for it. So my response was, look, discuss with David, our son, her husband, that you spoke with me, that I know about it, that you're I'm going to share this with my husband because this is information I cannot hold on to by myself, and that if it's a money issue, his father and I would pay for treatment and medication. But he has to call me and let me know this is what he wants.
No, I don't think he does.
Okay. No,
I think you did very well up until that point. I think you're absolutely right that she has to tell him that she shared it because she was scared out of her mind.
Right.
But then I think waiting for him to call, the whole point about depression is people can't mobilize themselves.
Okay.
So I think you did fine to that point. I think that I would say to her, you need to tell him today, and so we can call tonight, or we'll be over this weekend or whatever.
Okay.
But I think, yeah, under ordinary circumstances, I think you're absolutely right. We want people taking responsibility for their behavior. One of the problems about depression, especially somebody who's into suicidal, you know, into suicidal thoughts,
right,
is that they really, that immobility is part of depression. It's an anger turned inward, and it feels explosive, and so they become catatonic sometimes at the extreme. So I think that your theory works in every place except depression, and it won't work on depression. So I think it's perfectly okay for as soon as she's informed him, so you don't feel that you're betraying her,
right,
you guys swoop in like the cavalry and say, okay.
And it's okay to offer to pay?
Yeah. In this particular case, I mean...
Yeah, because I was listening to your previous caller, and you said the daughter needs to take some responsibility.
Well, but that's a slightly different issue, that obviously he has taken responsibility in the past. He's gotten himself a therapist. He was on Zoloft. This guy is sinking, and at this moment, what we need to do is make sure he doesn't sink. Should you be paying for it forever? No. Will he let you pay for it forever? My guess is he wouldn't. But, I mean, you've got somebody who's suicidal at this moment, and what we need to do is make sure that at a time where he's making lousy decisions, he doesn't make a decision that from which there is no return.
Okay. All righty.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Miriam. Valerie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
Good, Valerie.
My question to you today is in regards to, I just became a stay-at-home mom in February last year, and I'm starting to create, like, new circles of friends and that sort of thing, and I've always had a hard time. I don't have a hard time making friends, but I have a hard time keeping them because my lifestyle is so busy all the time. My husband and I, we do a lot of stuff, and I also have a hard time, I'm really sensitive, to what people say to me, and I'm fortunate enough, I have a great husband. He's attractive. He's very nice. And he's very humble and modest. And some of the girls that I become friends with, one of them said to me the other day that, Valerie, don't be threatened by me because I think your husband's hot, because I know I'm cute and I know I'm good looking, and don't think I'll ever hit on him. And to me, I was shocked that she said that. And I don't know whether or not I can be friends with her anymore. And I don't know if I'm being too sensitive.
She sounds like somewhat of a dingbat.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
Well, I don't think should hurt your feelings. I think she's, I mean, I don't know what she's doing, and I think if I would have been in that situation, and you don't have to, I mean, you can certainly go back and revisit it and say, why did you tell me all that? I mean, what am I supposed to do, applaud you or give you permission to flirt with my husband? Listen, the part of being a friend is that you don't poach, you know, we don't poach eggs or other women's men. I mean, what is that about?
Yes.
But
it's like a hands-off rule.
No, I wouldn't take it personally. I mean, I think it's more about her than about you. But if you want to continue with her as a friend, I'd certainly call her on it. I'd say, you know, why'd you tell me that?
Yeah, can you tell me, like, give me advice on what book I can read or to stop wearing my heart on my sleeve? Because I do it so much, and I do get
my
hurt.
Dear, it's not about reading a book. It's about focusing on other people. That being that sensitive is thinking only about yourself. And I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm saying that that what you have to do, I mean, the response of, oh, my God, what a horrible thing for her to say, is perfectly normal, all right?
Okay.
But then at that
all
moment,
right,
you use, instead of your gut or your heart on your sleeve, any part of your body, what you do is you take a deep breath and say, hey, wait a minute. If I read a story about this or someone else told me this, how would I interpret it? Because you'd interpret it completely differently. You'd say, what a dingbat. What is she looking for? Reassurance? So just get in the habit of doing that. I'll tell you, let me give you an example. It just occurred to me that I don't think I've ever really connected the two before.
Okay.
I can remember at one point, you know, I was trained as a scientist, you know, to be an observer.
Okay.
And I can remember, I graduated from college when I was very young. I mean, in retrospect, it was probably stupid, but at the time it seemed perfectly normal. I was 19. I was walking through Harvard Square and thinking, look at the girl walk through Harvard Square, meaning me. And I remember sort of stopping myself short at that moment and thinking, you know what? You can either be a participant or an observer in your own life. And I've always chosen to be a participant rather than an observer. But we all have the option of being an observer. We all have the option of, for a moment, sort of withdrawing ourselves from the situation, floating above it, and saying, okay, if someone else were describing it, how would I react to this? And that's what I'm suggesting you do.
Kind of like an out-of-body experience?
Exactly. Out-of-situation experience. Because then you're getting out of your own way a little bit and saying, well, wait a minute, maybe this isn't about me at all. Maybe this is about a very insecure woman saying, aren't I cute? How come you have the cute husband that I want? So she's nuts. I mean, and I don't know what she's doing, and I think that's really her id, her unconscious sort of bubbling up. But, I mean, it had nothing to do with you, which may have been why it hurt your feelings, but I'd say to her, why did you say that, if you have any interest in her? If not...
I don't get mad at how I react to stuff like that.
Well, but again, Valerie, listen to me. What I'm telling you...
You're right.
What you need to separate off is the emotion of the reaction, which you're going to have no control over.
Exactly.
And the behavior that results in that, which you have complete control over and complete responsibility for. So get in the habit of using your hurt feelings instead of as a chance to withdraw or get angry or sort of go and sulk, to take a deep breath and, as you say, have an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
All right? Had an out of Valerie experience. All right?
All right. Thanks.
It'll become fun for you. It really is. Because then you'll end up smiling at things that aren't necessarily funny. And smiling at things that aren't necessarily funny, people can just assume you have gas or something. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Because smiling, I mean, if nothing else, admittedly, it can be viewed as somewhat of a passive-aggressive act. But it's better than yelling, because if nothing else, it means the other person, number one, has to notice and then has to comment on it. And it gives you at least some breathing space to say, oh, I'm sorry, I just was tuned out for a moment, or... oh, I was smiling. I mean, sometimes my face just gets away from me. I mean, there are lots of things you can do. But understand that you're not responsible for your feelings. They're just going to occur to you, right? But you are ultimately have to be held responsible for your behavior, as does everybody else. So the only way to really have a linearity between your feelings and your behavior is to be aware of your feelings. But because you're angry doesn't mean you have to holler. Because you're hungry doesn't mean you have to eat. Because you're feeling ripped off doesn't mean you have to steal. You have options there. But you're going to be able to exercise those options much more cleanly, readily, efficiently, effectively, if you're aware of the feelings behind them. I mean, that's in a nutshell, that's the whole point of therapy, is it doesn't change necessarily your feelings, although there is a feedback loop, and it's been well documented between behavior and feelings, that if you whistle a happy tune... that not only can you fool everybody else, you can fool yourself. If you smile at somebody as opposed to frown at them, then it does seem to influence your feelings as well. So that certainly the more obvious path is emotions to behavior. But there is a link between behavior and emotions. I would still maintain the best way to have a well-ordered life is to understand what your emotions are. Because your emotions are never going to be well-ordered. They're just not possible. But your behavior can be. And the more orderly your behavior, the more at least reined in, I think, your emotions will be. Or bled off, or whatever metaphor we want to use. Really? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
About what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about what really matters to you, and apparently a rudeness does. There you go. Which I think, yeah, I think a lot of us deplore sort of the absence of manners, that people are less, you know, less mannerly than they used to be. And it's reflected in kids' behavior that, although, as I said, one of my favorite quotes when people start complaining about behavior is one that says, you know, kids have no respect for authority. They don't stand up when elders walk into the room. Their language is awful. You know, the end of civilization, it was written by Pliny the Elder. You know, so... It seems to me somewhat characteristic of every generation looking at the other generation following them saying, oh, no, bad, you know, not workable, the end of, you know, the end of life as we know and not going to work. So there, and for me, that's sort of a comfort to think that, you know, that there's always been this notion that we had it right and we knew what we were doing and they don't really respect us and therefore they're doomed and they're going to live with their parents the rest of their lives. Oh, wait a minute, that is true. But the rest of it. All right, so we had one more really, right?
That's right, and it goes like
Let's do one more really, and then maybe we'll do an email, yes?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So Alyssa says, for our final really, people who cheat at football and destroy the evidence.
Is that the Tom Brady phenomenon?
Uh-oh.
No, he says he didn't. He says he really didn't destroy evidence. What he says is that because he and Giselle are such famous people that they get new cell phones every couple months and they have to destroy the old ones because they're such famous people. And there's just too much confidential information on them, including 10,000 texts.
Well, there you're
buying that, aren't you?
Sure.
All of us who are buying it, raise your left hand. Okay, well, we'll get back to you on that. I mean, I do think there is some value in it at some point. Although, I've told this story before of getting... I'm not a very good liar, which means I'm not a very practiced liar, because if you're really lousy at something, you're not going to continue it because you're going to get caught all the time, right? So that makes no sense. But I will not go into the long story because those of you who listen to the program with regularity may have heard it before of helping out a friend who needed a sticker for his car, an inspection sticker. And he'd done me a bunch of favors. And it turns out if you call up somebody and say, hi, can you tell me how to buy an illegal inspection sticker, people hang up on you because it's illegal. So you have to make up this incredible story because otherwise, you know, they say, well, ask for Sammy the Bull. And so you come up and say, hi, is Sammy the Bull there? No, he's in Joliet for 7 to 10. And I thought, well, will he be back tonight? And I said, no, you don't understand. So it was this horrible sort of train. But once it started, it had its own momentum, and I promised. And it just became its own kind of thing. And you had to make up this incredibly complicated lie that basically said, he's in a hospital and he needs his car for work, and by the time he gets out of the hospital, the inspection period will be over, and so I need to get it for him. I mean, just impossible. And it made me, for the first time in my life, realize that I had sympathy for people like Richard Nixon, that at some point you've gone so far into the lies, and they're so uncomfortable, and that you have to kind of invest in them emotionally. And even though this wasn't even for me, except that I told somebody I'd do it, and I sort of felt like I should keep my word. But, you know, I had great sympathy for the fact, and especially if you're not very good at it, I think that pathological liars probably have an easier time because it really never touches their soul, right? They're just, no, they'll just say whatever. But I think if you're not very good at lying, that you can, that I, you know, I have, again, more sympathy than I probably would have had before that experience in my life. But I tend to believe people, so when people lie to me, I just get my feelings incredibly hurt and thinking, how could you do that? Because I believed you. And I mean, it's just disgusting. The whole lying thing is not a good subject for me. But I do think there's at some point that you sort of stop and say, wait a minute, you know, maybe enough is enough. Maybe rather than investing any more time or energy or nonsense in what is obviously not true, to just sort of say, you know what, there was a huge misunderstanding here, I apologize profusely, I made a mistake, you know, take me away. Or even, look, I'm not admitting guilt, but, you know, enough is enough, I don't want to drag my family, and that's what everybody says, right, I don't want to drag my family through it, your family's already been dragged through it, so, you know, I just want to take my punishment and have it be over with. But people tend not to do that. As I said, My one major experience in walking on the lying side made me somewhat sympathetic because you just get so caught up in it. And I sort of feel like there may be that issue here going on of, well, you know, it's my reputation and, you know, of course I had to stomp on my cell phone. The question is, I mean, that's easy to check of when's the last time you got a cell phone and what'd you do with it? So I don't know. But As I said, it's not that I'm sympathetic exactly. It's just you kind of understand on some level. So, all right, let's. Do I have time? Well, what have I got here? A minute and a half? 2 minutes?
Yeah, minute and a half.
All right, so maybe we don't do an email here. Maybe we'll come back with an email just because I hate to sort of split the response or talk so fast that you can understand a word that I'm saying. There are two stories that I think, the one that's probably going to influence the most people, there's one that said plants send out stress signals just like animals. And I don't know what that even means, but... And a lot of people have sort of felt that was true for a long time, hence they're talking to plants. But France Google has rejected France's demand for a global right to be forgotten. It turns out that Google gets 250,000 requests of people wanting to delist search results. And apparently they approve about half of those. And they're saying, and apparently the argument is that it should apply to all the extensions of the search engine and extend them beyond Google's French component to all of Google's search websites. And Google's saying no, which is sort of interesting. Did you even know that you could apply to get your stuff delisted?
I did know that. I'd kind of read a couple articles about the whole right to be forgotten thing.
There's a part of me that would kind of like to do that. It's kind of pointless, it would seem to me, to a certain extent. But apparently they'll only do it, that you can do it in France, but apparently you can't do it every place else. So I don't understand how and apparently yesterday there was an article about Germany wanting to do something about false names or something. The Internet being international is clearly not completely accurate. Obviously there are slightly different issues in slightly different countries. And that isn't how I think of the Internet. I think of the Internet as being this kind of literally boundless, meaning without boundaries, including language boundaries or national boundaries of exchanging information. Apparently that's not completely accurate. More things to think about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.